year and a half, had private conversations with Nick Fuentes. And I told him a lot of stuff I thought was going to happen. Most of it came true. So he got a little more, I think, respect for me. I think he's always respected me. And I think Nick's a really smart, funny guy. And, you know, with all the attacks on Christians and conservatives saying we're Satan, our DNA's bad, you can't say anything bad about him when he says all his racist stuff. I mean, just you're the ones that created this atmosphere. I'm not engaged in it because I see where it goes long term. But I told him, just coming up here in a moment with huge news, I told him that you understand that when you derail what Trump's doing, even though it's not perfect, the communists and socialists and Islamists are going to take over. And you understand that as soon as they're in power, we're all going to prison, right? So I'm just saying, you can sit here and do this right now and make all these real salient points, and this is the zeitgeist, this Israel thing. But I said, if Israel disappeared tomorrow, this stuff's just going to continue on. And so that's the discussion I'm trying to have with people. We just had Mark Mitchell, who is super smart. I mean, he's been an executive at the top of all these big companies, huge record. That's why he's become the top pollster since he got into that in the last 10 years, because it's more than just the polls. It's all the other numbers. It's people on the street. It's business knowledge. It's all the data coming in. And I just kept saying to everybody on and off air, I said, do we really want to blow Trump up? Because people want instant gratification. That's the big problem. And then when Trump does some of the really stupid stuff he's done, saying, you're not my constituents if you investigate Epstein, when there was no evidence of him in that. And the new stuff is the same old stuff. It's not there. But he did it to protect the establishment. So he's not really being a real revolutionary. He is on the economy and the border and sovereignty and trying to get our morale up. And all that's good. But people want indictments. People want revolutionary stuff. And if you won't give it to them, well, the only other place is the communists. And boy, they're going to give it to you. So I literally come on air trying to stabilize the country and the world and trying to not have a nuclear war. I don't approach this stuff about what will make me popular or what's the most interesting thing to cover. I don't do that. That's why the bad guys don't want me on air, because they know the policy wonks, the globalist social engineers that are beyond sociopathic, they tune in. This has come out in their white papers that have leaked. And they're like, who's this guy? How does he know this? When they've sued me, they're like, who's giving you the documents? Who's telling you our plans? Telling you the plans, you guys write books and white papers bragging about it, you lunatics. You think I don't know how to go read that? So you have the old globalist BlackRock establishment that thinks they're going to bring in totalitarianism all over the world, and that somehow will suppress populism. That's going to blow up bigger. Then you got people thinking, well, we'll go the fascist Nazi route. That'll fix it. That's going to blow up horrible. You got the communist socialist route that is probably the worst one. But it's like, do I shoot myself with a 357 Magnum? Or do I shoot myself with a 12-gauge shotgun? Or do I shoot myself in the head with a 30-06? It just doesn't matter what the exit wound and how your brains blow out in the back. You know, like it's some type of art, modern art display, a Jackson Pollock or something. I mean, I just, listen. I smelled this, I predicted this, and I guess it's fun to blow something up and then go, oh, look, we've got power. Yeah, you got power to blow it up, but what do you do when you blow up something and you're standing underneath it and it falls on top of you? It's like the old thing about a genie. Genies will trick you. When you ask a genie for 5,000 pounds of gold, you first got to ask it to be put 100 feet in front of you and not on top of you. Or he drops the gold on your head. We'll be right back.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. Veterans Day, you have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. The globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building and the website, but not we the people, the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. And thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Now all I can do, love what was once so alive in you, but it's gone from your eyes.
I like to tell listeners how my brain works, just so you can sometimes get a deeper understanding of where I'm trying to take people. I know you're tuning in. I'm very honored. You want my perspective, my guest perspective, caller's perspective, your own perspective to be heard. I don't think about what I'm going to cover, about what it'll do for me. It doesn't even enter the equation. It's not how my brain works. I think about what is the most accurate, what helps humanity, and also always think multi-steps out, what is this going to do? And if it's the truth, no matter how horrible it is, I always just go ahead and say it. But, you know, should I cover this little factoid? Should I make this my focus? So much of what I do is time constraint. And then I ask, well, is this important enough with the time we have with this great audience to cover it? Like, I know the stuff Congress released is all old news. It actually proves that Trump wasn't having sex with underage girls. We know the whole story, but because Trump handled it so horribly, saying, don't look at it, you're not my constituents, and did all that, is it even worth it to spend, I mean, an hour? It's riveting stuff. It's very interesting. I have all the clips, the witnesses, the victims, the lawyers, and I can show you how the Democrats, and the way the cherry-picked these files, they say more is coming, and this is the best they've got. And when you actually know the story, it shows that Trump was the guy that actually first exposed Epstein. But the way they phrase it, it's the opposite. But then I go, does that even matter? Because here's the deal. The public wants the establishment burned down, and they know Israel was involved with the CIA and Mossad. And so, because Trump has crapped the bed on his handling of Epstein, should I even rearrange deck chairs in the Titanic on that issue? I mean, I prepared for hours today. I have all these clips, all the background, all the stuff. Even if I don't do it on a live show, I'll go shoot a report on it today. You know, for people that want to see that, it'll be on Rumble, it'll be on X, it'll be on InfoWars. But here's my problem. The great pundit and former lawyer, now lives in Florida, former Canadian, Viva Free. He's here with us. And I wanted to get him on co-host with some of his shows, obviously with the great Robert Barnes. But Viva Fry is here. And I wanted to get his take on X, the Viva Frei, on tyranny in Canada. And then I realized, well, wait, 2 hours isn't enough. An hour isn't enough. I mean, just one subject of them killing all these ostriches that got people's attention. It's not that I feel sorry for the ostriches. I mean, I do. It's that they're killing them all to set the precedent when things aren't even sick, like the 200 million chickens or whatever, to kill them here. It's the same globalist plan under the UN treaty. The real story is the UN treaty and medical martial law in Canada. And then I started this morning and last night looking into Canada's tyranny, which I knew pieces of. And I knew all the different pieces of it. And then it gave me a giant roaring headache and ended up spending 3 hours. I've been up since 4 a.m. 3 hours. While I was working out today during breaks and sets, I was getting more information. And I just, it's so horrible that it's indescribable. I mean, we are basically have North Korea to our north right now. just to read each bullet point would take hours. This is a total takeover. And then I want to get Viva Fry's take on the Epstein thing I just mentioned, and then the elections last week and all of it. So maybe you can just give a 35,000-foot view about the state of the world where you see it at real poll numbers. Trump's at the lowest ever. He is tanking massively. After he kicked out Musk, it began. Then the Epstein thing, it accelerated. Now with his statements, it is tanking. And it is just beyond horrifying to me to think about the different scenarios that we're in, with the left all stirred up, foaming at the mouth. This is a disaster. Am I being too doom and gloom here?
I mean, you might be talking to the wrong person, because I've been doom-pilled since they actually followed through with the slaughter of those ostriches. It's in a very, very bad situation, everything. And you know, like you say earlier, you don't want to rag on Trump, because the alternative is Kamala full communism and what we're seeing in Canada and the U.S. But you can't give a free pass. And if in giving the free pass or not scrutinizing, you know, you end up bringing about the demise of the current party, which is the last hope. Well, then, you know, giving the pass is the destruction itself in Canada. And people don't understand just how bad it is. People think, oh, you know, they've been culling millions of birds for a little while. Well, first of all, how do you think 20 million people starved to death in Soviet Russia? It's when the government got involved in trying to manage farms and trying to nationalize farms.
And by the way, they said, Kerry, the UN envoy, the U.S. envoy of climate change, he said, we got to cut half the farming or people will starve. They're destroying the means of production for control. Just like Mao, just like Lenin, this is not an accident.
Absolutely not. And, you know, you talk about it, it's the World Organization of Animal Health, a, you know, WEF globalist adjacent entity that's dictating national policy, which is why these birds had to be slaughtered. Now, the 30,000 foot overview, because this is, I've been involved in this.
Well,
story
let's just
now
start with the ostriches. And I want to go into total bans on speech, 10 years in prison for a gun, letting people that rape 5-year-olds out of jail the next day. Now, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's literally insane what's happening in Canada.
It's anarcho-tyranny, and by design, because they want to provoke mass revolt so they can then just come in with more draconian laws to quell the emergencies, because they were talking about amending the Emergencies Act as well. Okay, back it all the way up. These ostriches, this is an ostrich farm in Edgewood, British Columbia. The birds allegedly had H5N1 infection in December 2024. 60-some-odd birds died, the rest survived. Somehow the CFIA gets a magic anonymous tip 3 days into this outbreak when nobody knows what it is. They come in and say, we got to kill all your birds right now, all of them, even the ones that survived. They appeal the CFIA's decision, go to the federal court. Federal court says, no, the CFIA, this Soviet administrative body that, you know, issues its own rules, interprets its own rules, and applies its own rules, their order wasn't manifestly unreasonable, so we defer to their authority. They appeal to the Court of Appeal. By August, we're 8 months out of the infection. The Court of Appeal unanimously says, yeah, the birds are all healthy now. You can't adduce new evidence as to their health, as to their... what's it, the antibodies?
And by the way, real researchers, even if they ever had bird flu, it's a fake PCR test, would be slurping the blood to find the antibodies to create a cure for blood, bird flu, like they killed 200 million chickens here. They weren't even sick. It's all just an excuse to slaughter and destroy the means of production to collapse society in their own plan.
Absolutely. By the way, they were not allowed to test the birds under penalty of $200,000 fines and 6 months in jail. So the CFIA... two anal swabs, which with a PCR test cycled to 40 in December 2024, they get the go-ahead from the Court of Appeal to slaughter them 8 months later. They appeal to the Supreme Court, and there was a 40-50-day standoff. The CFIA comes in with their armed Gestapo agents at the RCMP, expropriate the farm. They took over the property of the farm for over 40 days. They took over the neighboring property. They set up, you know, armed checkpoints, and they had custody of these birds. They tortured them for about 40-some-odd days before slaughtering them. One of the birds died from dehydration, malnutrition, because the CFIA doesn't know how to deal with ostriches.
Let's just be clear. They're healthy. You're almost a year out. It's nothing but a giant power grab test. And if they can do it to birds, they can do it to humans. And we already saw COVID and the incredible tyranny in Canada and other areas. And they're admitting they're trying to bring it back. And it's a WEF UN affiliate program that the government listens to and your government signed on to the UN treaty. So you're under it. And this is a window into our future, folks. This is a big deal.
Absolutely. And World Organization of Animal Health, the animals had been healthy. And by the way, the stamping out policy is, well, if they've ever come become infected or tainted, then they all have to be killed. We'll get to the medical side of this.
That's
afterwards.
Like saying if we ever got COVID now, we have to be killed.
Well, and incidentally, they've been doing it to cull chickens. They've been doing it to cull cattle. There's an animal rescue that is now facing problems. I'm going to be checking in on that story. Supreme Court says we're not hearing the appeal. It's dismissed. And within 12 hours, I say like horny kids running to lose their virginity or like alcoholics running to an open bar. The CFIA goes in the dead of night without any warning, just slaughters them all. They fired something like 900, 1,000 rounds because they had built a kill pen. And they had all these ostriches in a kill pen for about 6 hours, 1,000 rounds. They sat there massacring these ostriches, which were such a health risk. They couldn't, they had to be quarantined. They couldn't be retested. They had to be killed. They slaughtered them, their blood, guts, and gore everywhere. They left their carcasses out for days, scavenger birds, whatever, if they were a risk, open to that. Then they took the blood-soaked hay, the RCMP, and just started spreading it around the neighboring fields after they tracked all the mud in and out.
Yes, let's be clear. Do not test, because we know they never had it to begin with. They're healthy. But now we're going to splatter their blood everywhere. So this is, and then there's the videos of the police coming, federal police, and threatening journalists to put them in jail if they cover what's happening.
His name is Chris Dacey. I had him on the channel. He's great. They say, this is doxing and harassment. You're recording us. And I'm a journalist, first of all. And second of all, you want to anonymize yourselves while you literally slaughter animals, confiscate private property, and terrorize your citizens. That is a terrorist organization. The RCMP, the CFIA, and the Canadian government are, by their own definitions of terrorism, a terrorist organization. They cause undue suffering, psychological harm for political ideology, and so that they could just not admit that they were wrong and let these birds live. Now, the
well, thing it's about worse this, than that. They pick these things as litmus tests to move it over to the window. And if they can make our kids wear masks and make people, play their saxophones inside bubbles, it's all about, they admit, it's been declassified, seeing how much ridiculous stuff they can get us to do.
How much ridiculous stuff they can get away with, and how much they can get the support of so-called liberals, scientists who are state-funded. I've been having a Twitter war with one of the scientists who was on a CBC explaining why this cull was absolutely necessary, because it's too expensive to test the birds again. And even if they test them, you get false negatives, and they could still be shedding a year later, so they've got to be killed. And you find out, A, this is a state-funded scientist on state-funded media justifying state-sanctioned terrorism. This is fascism in its truest form and its truest definition. Some of these birds look like they've been decapitated from what people were saying on the ground.
Anthropomorphize this, and I care about animals, but now you've got state-sponsored killing of kids that are in government custody because the government's the ward. So I'm going to move now out of that with just the raft of super ultra-draconian stuff. All run by the former head of the Bank of England, who says he's not even Canadian on national TV, says he's European. You have a total globalist. They replace a puppet with his actual boss, Mark Carney, and they are putting the clamps in. They are shutting it down. I talked to someone today in Canada. I'll sleep with that I know. And they got a divorce, and they're just trying to get dual custody. They have no criminal record, no problem, anything. But in the divorce, they brought up with her two children, they're young. They just brought up, did you know that she created a piece of art, it's a well-known artist, that supported the trucker convoy, and the judge was ruling for her, and he went, hold on. He looked at her, he said, you're kidding, and then ruled against her just for being involved politically. Now you don't get your kids. I mean, the Canada's bad, man. I mean, Canada's bad.
People say it's just ostriches. They do it to birds all the time. First of all, they're different types of birds. Chickens grow fast, and you can compensate for the head of a chicken relatively easily. These ostriches were 35 years old in the family farm for 35 years. The reason why it's particularly atrocious, other than the whole cycle.
No, it's like a parrot is not a chicken. It's a smart bird. It's your friend. These are members of the family.
Absolutely. But there was scientific medical value to these birds because they were using them. They were discovering antibodies that could have been used to fight COVID. And the fact that these birds survived an alleged H5N1 outbreak meant that they had antibodies that would be of scientific value. My conspiracy theory, and it's going to pan out to be true, is that the flock that the CFIA had custody over was supposed to be 330 as at the time they took custody. There were clearly not 330 carcasses or ostriches the day before the slaughter. And so I'm convinced they smuggled some of the hens out who have scientific value after they killed all of them.
I think it's worse than that. This all broke a year ago, right before the election when they were hyping bird flu. I bet some operative working at the thing gave them some, probably did give them H1, probably did do it. And then they were planning it to be much worse, but because all the birds didn't die, it didn't work, they want to get rid of the evidence of whatever synthetic. I mean, we're speculating now, but who knows with these people?
Well, that's actually a much smarter theory than what I had, because there were some questions as to how they even got infected from the court decision in the Court of Appeal. It says an infected flock of ducks came to a pond nearby. They got infected, and then an anonymous tipster notified the CFIA before the farm even knew what the hell was going on. So possible.
Well, listen, I'm only speculating there. I'm just saying, watching a weird, focused, bizarre government activity like this, there's usually something else behind it.
1,000%. And even at its most, simplistic level, they've showed you do not have private property. They will come and literally kill your animals. And it's only a matter before they go to dogs and other animals. And people, some people are saying this is what they wanted to do to the unvaccinated during COVID. And people think that's too hyperbolic. That's too crazy. Well, get into the assisted dying in Canada.
Yeah, let's do that. But first, Dr. Ryan, the head of the UN's Rapid Reaction Force, has said that they're setting the precedent with culling of animals for humans. So all of this is a beta test. And they'll say, get rid of your dog and cat. They have a bad carbon footprint. What are you going to do, folks, when they say, oh, bird flu, which they're saying is happening, jumps into your dog or cat, and they order you all to kill your dogs and cats, or some government person comes and aims a PCR test at them and turns it up to 40, and the air says it has it? No, I mean, they want human sacrifice. They want fealty. They want, when they say jump, you say how high. And I'm telling you, that's where this is going.
We're already there in Canada because there's a number of people.
Yeah, let's explain. You're now the global leader, even surpassing the Netherlands, in quote euthanasia. Explain how far you've gone.
It's when Forbes comes out with an article that refers to it as, Nazi era eugenics, you've crossed a certain Rubicon here. What was it now? It was the fifth leading cause of death in Quebec. It might have even been the third. I just don't want to make a mistake on that. It's one of the top five causes of death because they've expanded it basically to anybody and everybody, even if you're not terminally ill. I know people in Quebec who were not terminally ill, who got medical assistance in dying because they were lonely and they were depressed. I would say not in small part because of the COVID tyranny and psychological abuse. So it was so bad in Quebec, a Daily Mail article came out a little while ago and they had to tamp down their euthanasia. They want to expand it to mature minors. They want to expand it to the mentally ill. People who are mentally ill who cannot contract to certain legal contracts can contract to having their lives taken away from them.
I was about to say, analysts, and I agree with them, as the transgender thing peaks, and it's still going to be there for a while as a cult they run, now they're moving on to assisted suicide of children, saying the state is really the guardian, so the state orders the death. It's not even an euthanasia now of a consenting adult.
It's state-sanctioned murder. And the funny thing is, I say it's funny in a sick way, I once got into a little bit of, I say, trouble. Someone filed an anonymous complaint against my Quebec Bar Society license because I put out a tweet that said Justin Trudeau murdered 10,064 people this year under euthanasia. And then I get a call from the Bar Society saying, they call me David. It's not exactly true. And it's like, first of all, it's exactly true. And the guy on the other end says, well, he didn't really kill them, did he? It's like, oh, so would you like me to clarify that I didn't mean he did it with his own hand? And he said, yeah, that would help. So I put out a clarifying tweet. Yeah, 10,064 people were killed by the Trudeau administration. I think it was 2022. Trudeau did not do it with his bare hand, because if he did it with his bare hand, at an hour a patient, it would have taken more than a year. It's insanity. And they, by the way, in conjunction with presumed organ donor laws in New Brunswick and another province in Canada, you know exactly where it's going. They get vulnerable people who have no representation for themselves in the hospital system. It's either medical assistance in dying.
Well, it's already come out in the emails and recordings where they pressure people that have broken backs and stuff and tell them, we're not going to give you your medication. We're not going to give you any help. Just agree to die next week.
They put to death a woman in Ontario who had multiple chemical sensitivity, which is just extreme allergies, because she couldn't get adequate housing that would be amenable to her multiple chemical sensitivity. This is not a woman who was terminally ill. It's state-sanctioned murder. And then there was an advertisement from a company called Simons. They're retail clothing. What the hell they're dipping their toes into euthanasia for? Who knows? They made a video dedicating it to this young woman who opted for medical assistance in dying. And it was called Life is Beauty or All is Beauty, whatever.
I saw it. Yeah, it's how wonderful she is, yeah.
She wasn't terminally ill, and she didn't want to kill herself. She just said, I can't get health care, so maybe I can get death care. And so they're literally killing their own population for economic expedience. And then at the same time saying, well, now we don't have enough people in the country to make the system work. We've got to import people from India, Pakistan.
Sure, but let's just be clear. Since the 70s, 60s really, Logan's Run and Soylent Green, and then, you know, right through to Children of Men, they show you this world that's literally where we are now, and then they admit with Paul Ehrlich and stuff, they did all that to get you ready. You see those movies, that's not a dystopia to them. That's here's the ad you're talking about, how wonderful she's going to kill herself, and she wasn't even sick. I mean, this is crazy. So where are they trying to take us? Just no human life, no value. What is it?
It's absolute total subservience to the government. It's going to get you to the point where your life is so miserable, you might choose to off yourself, and the government will gleefully help you do it and then harvest your organs after. And it sounds crazy as I say it. It's the current reality. It's Avery's Law out of New Brunswick, which had a laudable purpose to begin with. But they have presumed organ donations where you don't even have to be dead. An expert at the hospital, I forget what the name is, can deem you to be close enough, and they can start harvesting your organs. So it's dystopian to say the least, but it's about this. I mean, it's a globalist agenda that Canada has been overtaken by globalist interests.
I think it's fair to say, other than the UK and the Netherlands, well, Germany's bad too. Who's the worst? If you aggregate all the substratas together, who's the worst? I mean, of a country that's not totally fallen. I mean, now South Korea's communist. They arrest you if you criticize communism. What's the worst Western country falling right now? I think Canada's in the running.
Canada is in the running, and it's a little bit near and dear to my heart because I have a relationship with Canada. It's like watching someone you love die. A slow, decrepit death is what's happening in Canada, and it's getting faster and faster. Australia, I don't know. It's like it seems to be all of the parliamentary systems or the Commonwealth countries that are falling at a rapidity that is it's beyond measure. But what the government of Canada wants is full control, full surveillance, full subservience, and they want you to ask for it. And the problem is they're getting a lot of people in the system to ask for it, to justify it, and to condemn those. They call me radical, Alex. I mean, it's the most insane thing on earth that you say, I have a love for life, and I have a love for all things that are living. And if you have to kill something, look, I eat meat. Kill for consumption is one thing. Kill for control. Kill because the Soviet government never admits that they arrested an innocent man, so they need to make that person guilty, innocent as they were, because that's what Soviet regimes do.
Well, they know their evil system's coming to an end, so they're putting in pure totalitarianism, and they're making it as ridiculous as possible to move the Overton window to, even if we push back, we never push back all the way. So they really want to get us here, but they go all the way over here.
Well, they want someone to snap. I mean, the provocativeness and the egregiousness of the slaughter, bullets ringing out in the night without even giving any warning to the family. They wanted someone to snap so they could then say, look at these savages. They don't even know it's for their own good. And now we need to come down with more emergency powers to allow us to govern
exactly. There was an uprising against a thing to stop the bird flu authorized by the WEF and UN. Again, what's a WEF group doing, seizing people's land for months and then killing their ostriches that were totally healthy? That right there is the power grab. I mean, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm cutting this important announcement on Veterans Day 2025, November 11th. That means you've got 48 hours to take advantage of this unprecedented sale of ultramethylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com, both the capsules and the liquid tincture. Now listen to me. You can buy one bottle of either and get another free. That's massive right now. And on top of it, every order, not just Methylene Blue, gets a free custom high-quality ball cap of your selection and choosing at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. This is only for 2 days. I was about to end the Methylene Blue ad today because we have the free baseball cap. We've done that before, and it's a huge success. People love it, and that's a big freebie. But it was Veterans Day, and I thought, why am I just cutting an ad about the ball cap? Why don't we make it about health and energizing our lives, not just having a nice hat and spreading the word and meeting my people? That's fun as well and very informative. So this is a
true 360 win. I want to thank all of America's veterans of wars and conflicts. And I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for their support and their word of mouth in the info war, because we are all veterans of the fight against the globalists, their COVID attack, the transgenderism, the open borders, the leftist out-of-control tyrants. And we're winning major battles, but we have not won the war yet. We have turned the tide thanks to all of you. So I want to thank you on this Veterans Day for the next 48 hours for your support. And I want to ask those of you that have been on the fence and never tried Methylene Blue, what do you got to lose? You know InfoWars is doing a great job and changing the world. You know we're under globalist attack, so you're supporting the broadcast. You can't lose there, but when you get this incredible product, it will change your life. It does incredible things. It's so good for you. And the ball caps are awesome as well. So this is a first-time sale like it. Buy one, get one free Methylene Blue and a free ball cap. 48 hours until this Thursday at midnight, Central Time, at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, barring a miracle, just read the news. Corporate media is actually accurate about that. They got the state receiver in here. We've exhausted basically all of our fight. We never gave up. They can close us down, you know, anytime in the next month or so, but it looks like around January 1st is what the receiver from the state court is saying. But that's okay. A website, a studio. The info war belongs to all of us that have stood up and fought the globalists. We're going to continue on. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by our sponsor, Big League, that hadn't just kept InfoWars afloat, thanks to your support. You kept us afloat through it, but has helped build the Alex Jones Network that they own. We got the backup studio. Bigger studios are being built, just as good as these, maybe even better, thanks to all your support. This is the operation you built. The InfoWar has just gotten started. It's not a website. It's not a building. It is the people who understand there's a war on for their mind, taking their country and their planet back from the transhumanist, satanic New World Order death cult. So take action now and let the tyrants and censors know you will never silence not just the people of the United States, but the people of this planet that are God-fearing and who have awoken to the tyrants and who are taking action. From the bottom of my heart on this Veterans Day, I salute all you and ask you now to count the cost and redouble your efforts in the fight by supporting the tip of the spear, the InfoWar, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Well, maybe not the last beacon. I didn't write that liner, but definitely one of the longest standing and most attacked and most successful, thanks to your support. Just briefly, because I've done a really bad job plugging today. Today is the last day to get one bottle of Ultramethylene Blue. Capsules are liquid. It's so amazing, so good for your body. Such clean energy with no letdown. Buy one, get one free, and a free Richardson Badass Trucker hat. Those are like $35 in stores. Cost us like $15. With any order, not just a Methylene Blue order, anything else you get at thealexjonesstore.com, get this free murdered out hat. Instanite, midnight, that supports the broadcast. All right, going back to Viva Fry on what's going on in Canada, which again is the model for the rest of the world. You're going to finish up on my point about how suspicious this was with the bird flu up there. And then all the other tyrannies coming down in Canada right now. The only other place I see it moving this quickly, we can debate who's the worst, is the UK. But you have Carney, literally an agent of the British government, doing this. So it's part and parcel of the same operation.
People don't seem to recall this. And, you know, I'll place much blame on Pierre Poilievre, the so-called leader of the so-called conservative, so-called opposition party. Mark Carney has three passports. Canadian, British, Irish. He's a WEF stooge of the highest order. He's a Bilderberg invitee. This is not a man who, like, you know, pays for the tickets and attends. He's an invitee. This man is a globalist who's been living in the UK for the last 10 years. He was Justin Trudeau's financial advisor or advisor to the Trudeau administration for, like, I don't know, say 4 years, give or take, under COVID. This man is a globalist who moved to the UK not far from the Tavistock Gender Clinic, where his daughter attended. I don't think she attended the gender clinic side of the Tavistock Clinic, but she went there.
We have a clip of him a few years ago saying, I'm not Canadian, I'm European.
Well, and you got Justin Trudeau saying there's no Canadian core identity. So let's just bring in tens of millions of foreigners who don't even speak the language. So you have enclaves in Canada where people don't speak the language. You have the York Regional Police issuing official police videos in Punjab. There was another report that came out that said, you know, it was a liberal commissioned report that said, you know, by 2040 or whatever, Canadians might have to resort to foraging the wild for food. You see that now with the people that are being brought into the country, illegally poaching fish out of rivers with nets, breaking all sorts of wildlife laws. But, you know, it seems that the law only applies to law abiding.
Oh, I've seen the videos where an indigenous Canadian, literally Native American or, you know, French or people there for hundreds of years, they throw the book at you for nothing. And then the Indians, God bless them, poop in the street, throw garbage on the street. They're hunting out of season. And the police just go, well, they're not white, so it's okay.
It is the soft bigotry of low expectations or just bigotry, but it's anarcho-tyranny. The easiest ones to oppress are the ones who follow the law. The most difficult ones to oppress are the ones who don't know the law or don't care to follow the law or don't think they have to follow the law. When you've got Khalistanis in Canada saying, this is our land now, Europeans go home. It's by design.
And what about 10 years in prison for a gun? They register the guns, then of course take them. We knew that would happen. Isn't it coming to a point where Canadians will just be forced to stop following all these unconstitutional laws or illegal laws?
They're going to be forced to. Yes, they're going to have no choice other than to flee or to comply and be unarmed while armed criminals who have real guns. You saw this video. I think it was a York police officer as well saying, you know, there's a lot of break-ins. We've been having a lot of cars getting stolen in Toronto. Just leave your fobs at the front door because these criminals, they have real guns. They're loaded. They just want your stuff. So make it easier for them to take your stuff.
Yeah, leave your keys there. And they're now fining people all over the place when they have cameras on their house.
This was in Hamilton. I think it was Hamilton, Ontario. A guy had cameras on his property pointing outwards because that's what they're there for. And he was told to take them down, even though they've helped. This is amazing. I thought that was me for a second, Alex.
And remember, they said because it's racist to have cameras on your house.
No, they said it's an invasion of privacy, as though you have an expectation of privacy when you're on a public road. And it is anarcho-tyranny. They are brutalizing, you know, Canadians so that they either leave or that they just become totally submissive while they literally replace them because they want to double the population by 2100, you know, another 40 million people, and overwhelm and break the system that was already overwhelmed and broken, a healthcare system, and then make it so bad that you just basically opt for death.
But then what about all the anti-free speech? They're trying to codify what they did to the truckers protest. Bill C-8, Bill C-2.
You can't even keep track.
C-9.
The next one is Bill C-8, I think, because they had Bill C-63, which was the one that sought to basically potentially, you know, have life in prison for advocating for genocide. And they want, you know, life in jail for that. I think that bill died when the last government, had their new election. But they want to have the stronger border bill, which would allow the government to look through your phones, to open your mail, to basically have access to your entire electronic life without any court order. It's for your own safety because we've let in so many freaking terrorists from India and Pakistan, which they have, by the way. I think it's something like 93% of people on terror watch lists crossing into the States are crossing from the Canadian border. Number one import of foreigners is Indian, and they give them student visas where something like 5% default on their visa, if you believe that number, which I don't. And then lo and behold, you've got 93% of people on terror watch lists crossing into the U.S. from Canada, not from Mexico. And then, you know, and so, but they've created a problem. What's the solution now? Give us more power to literally strip you of each and every right and God-given liberty that you ever had. Freeze your bank accounts. That was ratified. Open your mail. Check your phone. Because it's for your own safety.
Take your guns. So how does Canada get out of this?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a little bit doom-pilled for Canada. And people are saying, Viva, Pierre Poilievre, the leader, so-called leader, the so-called opposition of the so-called Conservative Party. People seem to forget that Conservative Party voted unanimously in favor of the conversion therapy ban, which allows you to talk a straight kid into transgenderism, but doesn't allow you to counsel a transgender kid into straightness. The Conservatives voted unanimously for that. The Conservatives has members of their parties apologizing for their cisgender whiteness on social media, giving re-education to their interns. The Conservative Party of Canada, and under Pierre Poilievre, didn't say boo. They didn't say one godforsaken thing about the ostrich massacre. Let me correct myself. Pierre Poilievre answered exactly one question on it and said, well, this is just another example of liberal incompetence. Didn't say jack. Now they're slaughtered. Hasn't said jack. There is no opposition party in Canada. There is no Conservative Party of Canada. The joke is the Conservatives are the liberals going the speed limit. The Conservative Party of Canada makes some Democrats in the States look Republican. And it's Pierre Poilievre lost his own seat in that election, had to be gifted a seat in some riding where it's 80%+ conservative to make sure he wouldn't lose there, and has said nothing as meaningful opposition to the Carney carnage. And I don't know where the savior comes from. You know, I ran for the People's Party of Canada. I've always said Maxime Bernier is a great politician. He's a great person, a bad politician, because he's principled and he will stick to what he believes in, even if it's not politically popular in his riding. Like talking about these equalization payments where Alberta pays more in federal taxes because they got more resources and they redistribute that tax money to Quebec as though Quebec is a poor province. Maxime Bernier doesn't like that, but he's in a riding in Quebec where they do like that. And so he's principled to his own political detriment, but there is no Donald Trump of Canada. There is no MAGA movement of Canada that is susceptible of taking over or bumping out Carney. There's a movement. There is a trucker convoy movement. There is a separatist movement out of Alberta. There are freedom-loving, God-loving Canadians. There's just not enough of them.
I'll say this. Maduro is saying he may leave because he knows we're lined up to take him out. I'm not for regime change, but under Monroe Doctrine, Thomas Jefferson probably would have already invaded there. I think the CIA will set Trump up, so I think it's very dangerous, but I see where Trump's going. But folks have made the joke, I know Tucker Carlson has and others, we need to liberate Canada. I'm not talking about militarily, but I think culturally, the way Trump handled it, going, yeah, 51st state, we're going to kick your hockey team's ass. He was just having fun. He got great responses from that, when he was running a year ago. But I saw the poll numbers and I saw what they did in the Canadian news. They took the party of Trudeau and Carney that was getting like 15, 20 points in polls and made them win the election. And that Trump should have been, we're going to liberate Canada. We're on your side. You're so great. We want to work with you. We want to be partners. Once we break up these monopolies and end these tariffs, you'll have competition. It's going to be great. But the way he handled it, it was the Hathcoys and the McCoys or some type of feud or something going on here, was terribly done. And I only say that so he doesn't do it again. And now it's a nightmare scenario that's been foisted on Canada. Literally, all the polls showed it, by Trump attacking Canadians. And so they rallied around the globalists acting like they were nationalists and saying, we'll stand up to Trump. Very stupid.
Well, I would disagree a little bit. People are going to accuse me of being a Trump sycophant. I would disagree only to the extent that it was a layup for a slam dunk for Pierre Poilievre if he had the political cojones that is required to actually win an election. When Trump did it, whether or not you disagree with it, there was a way to flip it during the election. And I said it. Pierre Poilievre, all he had to do was say, look what the liberals made Trump do.
No. I agree that he took a dive. So he's a big problem. I didn't understand him. I loved his rhetoric, but I got educated. He was bad before the election. I understand that. I agree. He's the main reason. I'm just saying, Trump, what should Trump's response be now to try to free Canada? What should our response be?
Well, I mean, it's a tough one. I say, and I said before, to prevent the slaughter of the ostriches, retaliatory tariffs. Canada has become a national security threat to the United States of America, period.
It's the main fentanyl thing now.
It's the main fentanyl. It's the main source of people on terror watch lists coming in. It's It's undeniable. It's the main attack on free speech. You know, when J.D. Vance goes to Europe and says, you guys no longer espouse our values, why should we have anything to do with you? I mean, that's exponentially more true up in Canada. And
when I was thinking about you coming on the show today, I was going to open the interview with J.D. Vance is rightly focusing on EU tyranny, UK tyranny, but they need to focus more on Canada because that is literally our northern border and our good, you know, this is on our doorstep.
I don't know if you've ever had Sam Cooper on your show. He's a Canadian journalist, been talking about Chinese infiltration into the Canadian government. It's such a serious problem. And Sam Cooper, everyone should check him out. He's amazing.
Yeah, I know who he is. Let's get Sam Cooper on.
He's amazing. And, you know, he's saying it's such a big problem that U.S. intelligence, U.S. authorities don't want to share intel that they have with the Canadian government because of how badly infiltrated by Chinese.
Well, that came out years ago. It goes right to the Chinese.
Yeah, so the CCP. They say not Chinese people, the Chinese Communist Party. And now it's even true as well of the Indian government and Khalistani terrorist organizations, which, you know, they're operating illegal, you know, in these mansions, these gambling dens, which they use to garner blackmail material on Canadian politicians.
Yeah, let's be clear. They got hot girls with sandwiches that are really hookers. You come in, if you're a politician, even a sheriff, whoever, or your local official, they go, hey, you got extra credit. You got extra stuff, but now we got a favor.
Mm-hmm. They have Canadian politicians, either voluntarily or by coercion as agents to the Chinese Communist Party and foreign interests and globalist interests. I mean, Theresa Tam, the head of our Canadian health, I don't care what anybody says. That woman, and some people think she's not a woman, but I don't take that angle.
But she's literally a communist totalitarian.
She's a communist totalitarian who was talking about draconian lockdown measures a decade ago. She's literally serving foreign Chinese interests and imposing them on Canada. Set aside whatever connection Canada had to the outbreak in the first place, because we had two Chinese scientists who escaped and absconded to
Clear. The UN decades ago said we'll use viruses for global dictatorship. China's been the main funder of the UN other than us now. They're piggyback. This is the plan. And she's up there. We played the videos a decade ago saying, yeah, we're going to use viruses to bring in total tyranny.
Absolutely. And they've done it. Medical coercion, total tyranny. And I mean, and you have a political leader who's, I don't even think that Poilievre is feckless anymore. I think he's in on it. Like, I sincerely believe the only thing that could explain his silence during the ostrich crisis, which, you know, cost them popularity, is that he's in on it. He's somehow complicit with whatever pharma interests had a hand in that. Because there's the World Health Organization aspect of it. As far as I'm concerned, there's also a big pharma aspect where I would have no doubt or not be surprised at all if this turns out to be a big pharma heist. They wanted those birds. They wanted that technology. And so Moderna and Pfizer, you know, who have massive contracts with the Canadian government. Moderna's getting a $500 million super vaccine lab being built in Laval, just outside of Montreal. If they said that that's got science that we want, find a way to get it to us and find a way to make sure nobody else has it. And that's why Pierre Poilievre didn't say a gosh.
By the way, I just surmised that they would have antibodies, which they would if they survived. Did I hear you right that they were doing it was a research facility for that?
Apparently, in 2021, because people are saying the ostrich farm was for meat. It, once upon a time, they used it for meat, but, you know, yeah. Also.
No, we raise them, emus and ostriches for meat in Texas, too. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I've eaten ostrich. I eat ostrich. Go look at my playlist of ostrich egg videos. It's quite funny. But so when COVID hit, they started doing research with COVID antibodies. There's an article from 2021.
Okay, well, there you have it. There you have it. All right, Viva, we want to get you back up with us again soon. People can find Viva Fry. And that's spelled F-R-E-I, the Viva Fry on X, vivabarnslaw.locals.com, and it does other shows. Love you, brother. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you for spreading the word.
Oh, boy. All right. I did not get to the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. I mean, I covered it, but I didn't do the deep dive here. And I said this earlier in the hour. I said, or last hour, I said, should I even defend Trump on this? I'm asking myself that right now. Because he's not involved with these underage girls. Days of evidence to even cover. And the new stuff they brought out, that's the top story everywhere. Oh, God, he's caught red-handed. And you read it, and I already know the backstory. It's exculpatory. It makes Trump look good. Because it's what happened. And they would have already used this stuff on him if they had it. So it's an interesting story. It shows how the corporate media lies and spins. I think we already know they do that. Should I even do this? Should I show all the different lawyers for the victims saying they never saw Trump? Should I show how they're spinning what really happened? Because Trump, with Ratcliffe, for Israel and the CIA, not just Mossad, are covering it up for national security because of how many big corporate leaders are involved, and it's not Trump. So I've said it. I'm not holding my nose on Trump. He's in there. He's way better than Kamala, but I'm going to cover this stuff. He is, his administration is covering up the intel connections and the head of Harvard and all these other hedge fund people, most of them Democrats, almost all of them, because Trump has been convinced it's too damaging to bring out. And then there's some back leverage on the bad guys like the King of England and his brother to make them play ball. Well, it don't look like they're playing ball. Doesn't look like your blackmail worked too good because you're getting, it's being used on you. And that's why Trump's so pissed, which I said that's one of the things he might do is either brings it all out, damn the torpedoes go straight at him, justice be done by the heavens fall. That's what I'd do. Or he tries to manage it because, you know, he didn't want to bring down the whole country. Well, the cover-up is what's going to bring down the country. So I already war-gamed this. I hit it. Hole in one. And I guess I'll just go through it quickly. And maybe I'll do a longer report because it's I did so much preparation for this. It's hard to just kind of skim over it. Which still, my skimming over it will be the deepest dive anybody does on it. Which is, again, super frustrating because I see all these idiots that don't know anything. And I'm not saying that from pleasure. I'm like, why do I know so much more than everybody? I have a really good memory. That's why. And this is what I do. Other people just see a trend, jump on it, kind of parrot it. They don't know what they're talking about. They're a mile wide, an inch deep. They're all hat and no cattle. So it's on record that Epstein posted at least two teenage servers, waitresses, ice cream scoopers, you know, people running food vending tables, you know, buffets, out of Mar-a-Lago. Trump got mad. Epstein kept doing it. Trump's wife got pissed. Trump's staff came to him. He kicked Epstein out of the club. This has been known for 15, 16, 17 years. I got all the articles, all the admissions. Okay. Yeah, he knew Epstein. They did real estate stuff twice on record. It was in the local news. Epstein and Trump went and looked at properties, and they fought over who could buy this apartment complex or this house. So they had this falling out over him scooping girls out of the Mar-a-Lago, and they had this falling out over real estate deals, fighting with each other over houses, because that's what Trump really does. He's obsessed with not baseball cards, but pieces of property. And boy, was he right back then to be buying it all up. He went and bought Mar-a-Lago 40-something years ago when it was dead. Now it's the hottest real estate in the world, that whole area. So they're like, oh, and so the emails are like, oh, he was with Epstein. And you look, it's a house they were buying or whatever, you know. So, you know, that Trump was fighting him to get. So Trump came out and said Democrats were trying to bring up the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Now, see, you just say, the Jeffrey Epstein's not a hoax. You mean the hoax that you're involved. See, he never does the subtlety. Because they'll do anything at all to deflect on how badly they've done on the shutdown. And so many other subjects. Only a very bad or stupid Republican would fall in the trap. The Democrats cost our country $1.5 trillion with their recent annex of viciously closing our country. All true. While at the same time putting many at risk of plane crashes, you name it. And they should pay a fair price. There should be no deflections to Epstein or anything else. And any Republicans involved should be focused only on opening up our country and fixing mass damage caused by the Democrats. It should say, trying to connect me to Epstein, a very real case, is a hoax. But he did it again, folks. That's because he's not stupid. The CIA has gotten him to agree to cover it up. And that's wrong. Now, on the chain of guilt, he's down at the bottom now. But he wasn't involved before. Now he's in the compendium, and it's a big strike for me on Trump. He's the president, has a lot of big decisions. But I, in my own life, have had to make decisions where I don't compromise on what's right and wrong. Now, let's get into the meat and potatoes here. Jeffrey Epstein alleged in emails that Trump knew of his conduct. Well, it turns out we have the emails now, and this is the best they had. They say in a couple days, a week, they're going to release it all. But the first thing they release is Epstein talking to the guy writing an anti-Trump book, Wolf. And it's, yeah, Trump was really mad. I was getting girls out of his club, and, you know, his wife was mad. Everybody else was mad at me. And so he dropped a dime on me. That's what the emails say. I'll show them to you. But when you read Drudge Report or watch CNN, it's, oh, Epstein emails claim Trump knew about the girls, spent hours with the victim. Well, yeah, they worked at Mar-a-Lago, and the victim said Trump never did anything to him, and the other victim said that, and out of the hundreds, only two were ever at Mar-a-Lago. But you read these headlines, you think he's totally guilty. And then here are the emails. And here's where people spinning it. Oh, so basically, Michael Wolff knew that Trump was a pedophile. That's not been said here, but see, that's the left. The whole time was helping Jeffrey Epstein strategize how to capitalize on it, which means Michael Wolff is just as guilty as the rest of them. Then you read this, he's talking to Epstein, and he's like, no, Trump wasn't involved. No, Trump knew I was scooping girls out. That's why he came after me. But he knew. Oh, okay, all right, we already know this. Read Jeffrey Epstein's newly released emails about Trump. So they're acting like this is this huge deal. But when you read into the articles and you read the actual quotes of people, they're all saying Trump's completely innocent because they don't want to get sued and they know it's not true. But the headline, look, did Donald Trump inform on Jeffrey Epstein? This is from years ago. And you got Wolf saying it, you got Epstein saying it. That's when they had the falling out. Trump banned Jeffrey Epstein from Mar-a-Lago for hitting on a girl. That's 2020. And you can read the lawyers and the women and all of them saying, no, they were never alone with Trump. But it doesn't matter because the headline says that, you know, Trump is basically screwing kids. Republicans face Jeffrey Epstein reckoning as end of shutdown looms. And now it's out and they release the best thing they've got. And it's nothing. I'm going to come back with some key clips and more on this. But I just showed you all the exhibits. Go read it for yourself. Don't forget, today's the last day to get one bottle of methylene blue and get another one free.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. I was sitting here this morning about to cut the announcement about the free ball cap to celebrate Veterans Day, not just for our military veterans, but veterans of the info war. And I thought, wait a minute, let's extend the ultramethylene blue sale, even though it's close to selling out. Don't worry, more's coming in a few weeks. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. Because the globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building and the website, but not we the people of the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up, and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. So you have 48 hours to buy one bottle of methylene blue, get one free, and a free ball cap right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now again, ladies and gentlemen, we're winning some big battles here. We haven't won the war, and the globalists have been salivating over getting us off the air. They are so ridiculously foolish. We're not going to miss a beat. We're going to be on all the same radio stations, all the same systems. It's going to blow up in their face, bigger than ever. The only missing equation is you continuing to spread the word when we make this move and supporting us at our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, while getting products that enrich you and your family's lives. The only way you fail is not taking action. And don't forget what Thomas Jefferson said during the Revolutionary War. The only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. You're the good men and women. Take action now. Support the tip of the spear, theelksandstore.com, and I salute you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.